rumor that the boxer was sold to a glue factory. Our beloved leader would never do that. Long live Napoleon! Long live Napoleon!
The classic 1950s cartoon adaptation of George Orwell's Animal Farm screens in the main square of the South Bohemian town of Trebon, which hosted the Anifest Showcase of Animated Film last weekend. Now in its 8th year, Anifest has become a major cultural event in the Czech Republic and an important international showcase that screens several hundred animated films. A special selection of screenings of the work of quirky Canadian animator and international jury member, Paul Dryson, was just one of many special sections dedicated to specific artists and types of animation. Other highlights included a rare opportunity to see a selection of African animation and a special retrospective of Italian animated films, which the festival's honorary president, animation historian Gian Alberto Bandazzi, helped choose. He says that events like Anifest play a crucial role in presenting the sheer depth and scope of animated film production to audiences, who might not otherwise get an opportunity to see work like this in mainstream cinema venues.
Animation is a second cinema. It has, you know, its own history, its own masters, its own genre. So the problem for us who are within the walls of the ghetto is to break the walls and to let us out and the rest of the world in. The festival is there for that. Unfortunately, there is a problem for distribution everywhere in the world for films. So since there is a distribution problem everywhere, you make films that are not blockbusters, you are not distributed. You need a special event, and the special event is the festival.
Pejsek měl svátek a kočička narozeniny. Tak se chtěli nějak.
Another highlight of this year's festival was a selection of films by the renowned late Czech director Eduard Hoffmann, who is famous for his adaptations of Karel Čapek's stories and his feature-length film The Creation of the World, which he made with the French artist Jean Effel. Gian Alberto Bandazzi said it is fitting that Anifest regularly includes special retrospectives by Czech animators, as these local artists have an important place in the pantheon of animated film production.
For such a small country, such a little population, so many masters, it's like Ireland, you know, you had many more Nobel Prize for Literature than anybody else in proportion to the quantity of population that there are.
According to Gian Alberto Bandazzi, the Czech Republic's proud animation tradition has some distinct qualities, which allow the country's animators to frequently punch above their weight in animated film.
Special characteristic is the puppet animation. From the 40s, after the Second World War, till now, Jerzy Trnka, Jan Schwankmajer, in a way, this is the arc. But also you have great masters like Mikhaila Pavlatova, who's a young lady and is one of the greatest animators in the world, who doesn't make any puppet, only drawings.
Another well-known Czech animator is Petr Sis, who won a Golden Bear at the Berlin Film Festival in 1980 for his short film Heads. Now based in New York, where he works as an award-winning book illustrator, Sis was attending Anifest for the first time this year as a member of the international jury. He says the event far exceeded his expectations.
I have to say I was sort of I prejudged the whole thing. I thought it's a sort of local affair. And I was very pleasantly surprised at the films, and it was very high level and very good, because it was from all over the world, and this was very sort of revealing and eye-opening, but very, very impressed and grateful. Mostly I like the idea that lots of young kids come to Trebon and just hanging around and go see the films, and there is lots of interest. Overall, it was very positive.
Another renowned Czech animator and book illustrator attending Anifest for the first time was Ludmila Zeman, the daughter of the legendary Czech animator Karel Zeman, who made world-famous films such as Journey to Prehistory or the fabulous Baron Munchausen. Like Sis, Zeman also found that Anifest exceeded her expectations.
It's amazing here. I must say, even I live so long in Czech Republic, I didn't visit before Trebon. but it's beautiful city. It look like a film setting. And it's very pleasant to walk. Everywhere is very close. And I think public is also here very good. They are used to watch probably animation film because cinema are full every day and people really enjoy movies. This is great place to be for animation film.
As Ludmila Zeman suggests, the beautifully picturesque town of Trebon has played a major role in helping attract visitors to the festival. Now, however, part of the event will also be held in the larger spa town of Teplice for the first time. Anifest's marketing manager, Magdalena Shebestova, says that the increasing popularity of Anifest meant that such a move was inevitable.
The audiences just grew in numbers. 8 years ago when it started, it was a local festival only for Czechs. And we are happy to say that it became international and that there's growing number of people coming here. So to make the long story short, the festival outgrew the city. Even though the city of Trebon is just wonderful and charming and everything, you just name it, it's becoming more and more difficult to kind of fulfill the technical requirements. So we decided that we need to look for something larger.
Although no final decision has been made on where next year's Anifest will be held, there is a distinct possibility that the event may move permanently to Teplice, which is better able to cater for the festival's growing audience. If that happens, many veteran festival goers may miss the charm of Trebon. But Magdalena Shebestova is hopeful that it won't diminish the important place that Anifest now occupies on the Czech Republic's cultural calendar.
Our international guests seem to welcome the size and the atmosphere, and I'm kind of touched by the thought that we may be losing this in a way if we go away. But hopefully it's not only about the atmosphere in Trebon, hopefully it's also about the atmosphere that comes from us, that comes from the people who organize it, because if you don't like animation, you don't stay here. You cannot make money in animation, you cannot become famous in animation, really. It's a genre that is only for those who really are interested in it. So hopefully our activities show that we love it and we will do our utmost to make it accessible to everybody.
The Teplice leg of Anifest runs until the 10th of May. You can find more details about the festival on its website at www.festival.cz.